This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. It's about to get harder to find a copy of the local paper down in New Orleans, an actual paper copy of the paper. The company that owns the Times-Picayune said today it's cutting staff and production. The print edition is going to come out just 3 days a week, as Marketplace's David Gura reports.
Here's one of the secrets of the newspaper business.
Many days a week, particularly Monday and Tuesday, lots of newspapers lose lots of money.
That's Jerry Seppos. He used to be an editor. Now he teaches at LSU in Baton Rouge. Seppos says a publisher knows the good days when the paper is thick with ads. Thursday and Friday, heading into the weekend, and on Sunday. Papers printed early in the week can be so thin, Seppos says, they almost fly away. These last few years have been tough for the Times-Picayune. Byron Martin works at Lakeside News, a newsstand in Metairie, just a couple blocks from Lake Pontchartrain.
Still sells okay. It doesn't sell anywhere near when it used to.
Papers had to deal with the economic downturn, then there's the national trend of fewer people reading newspapers. And after Hurricane Katrina, thousands of people left New Orleans, including many Times-Picayune subscribers. Martin says the paper has changed since then.
It's gotten much smaller, it's more expensive, and I don't think the content is what it used to be.
Starting this fall, a print edition of the Times-Picayune will be available on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays. Paul Gillen runs a blog called Newspaper Death Watch.
This has been a quiet phenomenon. A lot of papers have cut back on schedules without really talking about it.
The company that owns the Times-Picayune made this change at a newspaper it owns in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and it's going to happen at three other newspapers in Alabama. Gillen says this may be a glimpse of the future.
You know, we'll still have major metro papers 5, 10, 15 years from now, but they probably won't be daily.
Gillen says they may produce material in print and online, or maybe just for the web. I'm David Gura for Marketplace.